You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everyone, to this wonderful Friday broadcast. Here we are right before the holiday weekend. I hope those of my friends that are in Vegas are planning to stay cool because it's going to be 110. Kind of a big deal. So for those folks who don't live in Las Vegas, it takes you about 3 years to get used to the summers here. But once you get used to the summers, then it's all about getting into your air-conditioned car to go to your air-conditioned place and sit in an air-conditioned movie theater or bar or casino or wherever you like to go. But you learn to plan your trips in the morning when it comes to running errands and such, because that's a big Las Vegas thing. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 608 area code. Hello, 608. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Hi, Jim. What's your question for me today?
So, you know, I got this real, like, strong, like, belief that I'm going to be wealthy. And I know that that's, like, a common question for a lot of people with that has the, you know, skills that you have. But
right.
You know, I've been working hard towards my stability. You know, I've been working doing home care for a while, and I just feel like I'm supposed to be doing a lot more. Like I'm, you know, I'm a Cancer. I was born in 84, and I just generally love everybody that I come across, and that might be a weakness for me, but I don't think it's a weakness. I think it's a strength, and I try to utilize it, and I don't show any partiality when I do it. But I feel like, you know, I know that I'm always doing for everybody else, and sometimes it gets tiring, you know what I mean? But I would like to be able to still do that, but just be able to do it on a grand scale, and then just start with my family first and foremost. I see myself being in such a unique position and having the very best that life can offer. I mean, I don't see myself being a billionaire or anything like that. But, you know, within the millions, those are my hopes. And, I mean, like, I don't know. I keep thinking that I'm, you know, going to get a windfall maybe through the lottery. Or so I play the lottery a lot, but only, you know, only to find out that I haven't won, and that's each day. I just try to keep a positive attitude about it all. I don't like the idea of working for somebody else. I'm grateful for the opportunities that I have to be able to work a job, because some people can't even find a job. But I'm grateful for that.
Right.
But I don't want to live in the shadow, you know, in somebody else's shadow for the rest of my life. I just don't. And
what question do you actually want me to answer for you?
Well, I wanted to know.
Good.
I just wanted to know that, you know, I listen to a lot of intuitive messages, and some of them are, you know, different, but I just got this, like I said, I got this real strong inclination that I'm going to be rich, and I just don't know how it's going to come, and I don't know when it's going to come. I would hope it to come soon, but all of my intentions are good. You know, it's to be able to take care of family and not have to work as hard as I'm working now. That's the whole idea.
So I need you to focus on a very specific question and then ask me that question.
Okay, so am I going to be financially wealthy? And how soon am I going to be?
Okay, so I'm going to focus on the most important thing that the cards want to tell you, which is why I was, my intuition, ever since I connected with you over Instagram, my intuition has been going toward you in this one specific direction. And the words that I want you to remember are share the love. Okay? I just want you to remember those words. I also get the colors orange and royal blue for you. And I don't often tell people. So if you were to actually go back in the history on Blog Talk and listen to any one of my 600 broadcasts, you'll see that I don't usually give people colors, but with you, I get the colors orange and royal blue, all right? Now, here are two things that are going to make a huge difference for you. First of all, I don't think you're old enough to remember this program, but do you remember the Mr. Rogers program that used to be on PBS?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the questions that Mr. Rogers was asked was, Mr. Rogers, why is there so much bad in the world? And Mr. Rogers' response was absolutely brilliant and lovely and wonderful. And the response was, don't look at the bad things. Look at the people that are helping. Okay? So when I go back to that phrase for you, share the love, one of the things that I keep getting for you is that the more you share those good stories, or the more you share those little taps of love and guidance that we get, not only from people, but maybe even from divine sources, the more you start sharing that, the more people will resonate to you. But one of the biggest things I have to tell you, and this is probably the biggest reason that you and I are interacting today, is that you have a card that's smack in the middle of your reading that talks about you cannot be angry or upset or impatient about the process that your spirit signed up for in this lifetime. So when you ask me the question, will I be financially successful enough to be able to not only support myself but also help others, the answer to that's absolutely yes. But first, we have to get to the point where we're not angry about the process and instead start aligning ourselves. And this, I'm saying this as a we thing, because the more we align ourselves with the love and the good in our life, the more that that comes to you. But you have a card here, which is kind of astonishing, Jim. You have this card that literally talks about blessings falling on you. And again, if you actually just randomly tap into any of the programs I've broadcasted, you're going to also see that I don't say this to people very often. It's saying here, and these two cards are connected, by you getting politically connected with your biggest dream, all right? So that could be that you get yourself involved with the Democratic Party where you live and that you volunteer on the presidential campaign, because you look at that love is supposed to be shared, not hoarded or greedy. Do you see what I mean?
Can you explain that a different kind of way?
What I'm trying to tell you is that there are people here that can help you as soon as you let them help you. Okay?
Oh, okay.
That's what this boils down to. And by you having pure focus that share the love, the more you can align with that, it says the more blessings fall on you. Now, I have to tell you, the more you align your heart with love and spirit and knock any angry chip off your shoulders or any impatient chip off your shoulder, you can just knock that away and start participating in the love is sharing, right? Share the love.
Yep.
As soon as you can get to that, what it's saying that the blessings are falling on you. So when you ask about timing, the timing is up to you. The more you align your heart in love, the more blessings that fall on you. So here's the thing. I don't see you, you know, working for someone else down the road. I actually think that you may end up creating something that's bigger than you. But again, you've got to find out how to do that, and that means that you have to participate in it. So, all right, my friend, thank you so much for the call. It was awesome talking to you. And I'm sure
thank
we'll
you.
Be talking again soon. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702.
Hello.
Hi. What's your first name?
Hello, Mona?
Yes, what's your first name?
Oh, okay, I'm so sorry. I got on quick. I'm sorry about that. My name is LaToya.
Hi, LaToya. What's your question?
My question is just anything that you could tell me about any upgrades for my finances. I'm feeling pretty clamped and tight right now, so I just wanted any advice or anything
okay.
that you could tell
okay.
me.
Okay, I have something really huge to tell you. And this is going to sound like totally out of the blue and maybe even a little weirdly far-fetched, okay? But you have a card that's smack in the middle of your reading that says that you might feel guilty when you have money.
Yeah.
That when you have money, you feel like you have to share it with other people, that for whatever reason, you feel like you don't deserve it. And in particular, there are men around you that are tugging at you for money. So the very first people I would cut out of your life by giving them any money is any man. And the way you say no is, the way you say no is this. And I'm going to say the guy's name's Bill. Bill, I would love to give you the $500 you're asking me for, but frankly, I'm fully invested right now and I don't have the cash flow. So I know you're smart enough to figure this out yourself, and I can't wait to hear how you do it, but I can't be this resource for you today.
Okay.
But the biggest card that is in your reading connected with money is that you feel guilty when you have it. So you either you squander it away or you spend it on something that's actually not valuable or investing in your future. So I want you to do an exercise. And for all the people listening, they're going to benefit from this exercise. I want you to write on a sheet of paper, at the top of the sheet of paper, I want you to write guilt about money. Okay?
Okay.
What you're going to do is you're going to write all the things that you feel guilty about connected with money, or why you don't think you deserve to have money. You're just going to do phrases like, I don't deserve to be wealthy. That's false. Do you see what I mean? You're going to write down all these false beliefs that other people deserve more money more than I do. Another false belief. But you list all of these down on a sheet of paper. And then at the bottom of the sheet of paper, you write, this is not true. I release these false beliefs. Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, and you burn it. And every single time that weird little thing floats up to the top connected with money, write it on a sticky side of a post-it note, seal it, write the words I release, and at the end of the day, put it in your pocket or your purse, and at the end of the day, burn it. Because what I'm seeing here is that as soon as you make the decision that you have to fill yourself up first before you're any good to anybody else, LaToya, everything changes.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you,
see you
so
later.
Much.
Okay. All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the – I'm going to go to another 702 area code here because they've been on hold for a while. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Can
What's
you hear
the
me?
Question?
Yeah. Is there a pro drumming gig coming my way, and when?
Oh, so you know, wow, Steve, have you done kind of a fun little sort of acoustic drummer video that actually might be okay? I want you to start sharing that on social media in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
And the more fun it is, the more you jump in with both feet about how fun it is. It's almost as if you were to do your own version of a drum, like a drum solo to, say, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. That you take a variety of sounds, but they're all, you know, they're all percussion, and you turn it into your version of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or some other melody that is incredibly familiar to everybody.
Okay.
But I want you to start sharing it, not, and I'm telling you, the more gentle the video, the more it will be shared. So this is not a, you know, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm just wondering, you know, where does my musical career go from here?
Okay, I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that. Hang on, hang in there with me, Steve, okay? Hang in there.
Okay.
The reason I'm asking you to do a gentle version of what you do, not the heavy metal, hard rockin', you know, loud drum thing, but something that's pleasant. And I'm talking like maybe 30 seconds of you videoing yourself doing something delightful. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, okay. After you start sharing that, I'm actually getting that there's a bunch of people out there that that actually would go, oh my God, Steve's available. Let's give him a shout out. Let's connect with him, okay? Because one of the things that you're not doing that I would highly recommend that you start doing is a little more networking with the people that could actually hire you for a gig. Because it says here you've been patient long enough, so now it's time for you to put it out there, you know, and you might even do some of the things that people do when they're first starting out. I know you're more experienced than this, but what people do when they're first starting out is they go on Craigslist in Las Vegas and they look for gigs. And to me, the more you can actually get yourself out there and network, the faster you're going to get yourself in some sort of ongoing regular gig. The other thing that I would highly recommend is that there's a bunch of talent agencies here that that they may be hiring bands, but that band might be missing a drummer. And so if you actually say, I'm very good at a variety of different music, I'm great at rock and roll, I'm great at jazz, I'm great at, you know, individual singers, I'm great at small groups, all of these things you're good at, and you put that out there, because it says the thing you're not doing, Steve, is that you're not jumping in with both feet and participating in your own success to the level that would get you where you want to be. But do I see a gig for you? This is saying something really great's coming within the next 5 weeks, but you need to follow my advice in order to get attention on yourself to make that happen.
We're trying. Every day we're trying.
All right, my friend. You got it. Hey, send me your stuff over Facebook. My Facebook page is Mona Van Joseph, and I'll share it.
Uh huh. That would be
okay.
Great. Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Take care. Bye bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 248 area code. Hello, 248. Who's this?
Pratif.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
Pratif.
Hi, Patrice. What's your question?
Yes, I caught my man cheating with one of his coworkers, and I want to know if he's still going to be messing around with her. Yes.
Okay. Oh, man. That's just, you know, okay. So here's the thing. I want to tell you something rather unusual. So it's talking about the pain that this is causing you. And that it's also saying that this may not be the first time he's pulled this on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So having said that, you have to decide, do I want to be in a relationship where the guy's going to start poking other women? Or do I want to be in a relationship where I feel like I can trust my man spiritually, intellectually, and physically? Okay. So
Yes. You
have to make a decision. Is he going to cheat again? Absolutely. So you have to decide, this relationship, something that could be more evolved, where I actually don't care that he's poking other women. All right? You could say that to you. I don't care if you poke other women. I just don't want to know about it, and don't slap me in the face with it. You could do that. I had a client recently come to me that has a open relationship with her boyfriend. That and sometimes they bring in that person as, you know, a little variety into the evening. Okay? Here you see. Not a classic relationship. So do I think that if you put up with the fact that he's going to poke other women and you could have this for the rest of your life? Sure. But do you have a higher standard, which I think you do, and you finally say, you know what, this isn't working for me, that you don't take this to this sort of emotional place where you get all jacked up about it, you know, and go, you know, you're an effing, you know, bastard, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's like you don't go there. You just finally say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I deserve better than you. Or you say to yourself, well, I don't care if he pokes other women, as long as I have other elements of trust in this relationship that I can move forward. But I actually think that that you can do way better than this dude. And I actually think that this dude's showing you what you don't want.
Yeah.
And you know what? And you know what? None of this is bad, really, because the fact that you now have the truth, I'd rather have the truth and have it hurt a little bit and deal with the truth and deal from a very honest platform than turn around and go, wow, he's cheating on me and I'm suspicious of it, but I'm not confirmed. Well, now you're confirmed. So now the decision's to you. And, you know, there's that old saying, you know, hurt me once, shame on you. Hurt me twice, shame on me. So I'm telling you, this dude can't keep it in his pants. And again, this is not the first time you've had this vibration connected with him. So my advice would be that you just decide, do I want to put up with a relationship that is basically open, or do I want to have someone that actually truly can look at me as a real partner in this lifetime? You see what I mean?
Yes.
So here's the interesting thing, is that if you were to say to him, you know, this isn't working for me, I really don't want to be with you moving forward, and you've made it very clear that that I'm not your number one choice, and I don't want to be with a man that doesn't treat me as though I'm plan A. So look for the dude that'll treat you like plan A, and let plan B, the guy now, go. That would be my advice. So with your question, is he going to do it again? Yeah. It's now up to you. Do you want to put up with it? And do you not want to take that part of the relationship as though it's a deal breaker? Because there are a lot of guys out there that I'm going to call these guys pussies. There are guys out there that will deliberately do behavior that they know is a deal breaker. So they don't have to make the decision to end a relationship. They put that burden on you. Then they get to adopt the role of, oh, my girlfriend broke up with me. I'm so sad. Well, they don't admit the fact that they caused the behavior that would be the deal breaker with the girlfriend. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So the fact that you are fully aware, that's the gift. You're fully aware. And to me, that's an awesome, awesome thing.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling, and I'll probably hear from you again.
Yes.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys. Hey, I don't have time to take another call because I don't want to be unfair to being able to spend enough time with you. So I'll be back live again next week, and I'll look forward to visiting with you then.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Now remember, everyone, tomorrow is the first of the month, and it's the best day to start 9-day energy reset to actually make your fall as successful as possible.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.